It's NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Day two of the Republican midterm convention is underway in Dallas. President Trump headlined opening night, using his speech to throw his full support behind Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's U.S. Senate campaign. Our Shelby Rose is in studio to recap what you may have missed. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning, Matt. President Trump's speech spanned nearly 2 hours last night, taking aim at border policy, the economy, and defending the U.S.'s involvement in Iran. The president also took several jabs at Ken Paxton's opponent, Democratic state lawmaker James Tallarico, including his stance on transgender issues. And when giving his formal endorsement for Paxton, President Trump offered some backhanded compliments.
He may not dress right, he may not talk exactly perfectly, and he may not be the best looking guy I've ever seen. But you know what he is? He's the greatest attorney general in America, and he deserves to be your next senator.
This is Trump's second visit to Texas in 2 weeks, and he told his audience he plans to return multiple times over the next few months to campaign for Paxton.
All right, and what can we expect out of today?
Well, President Trump is slated to speak once again alongside Vice President J.D. Vance. Other notable speakers include Governor Greg Abbott. Matt.
All right, Shelby. Now, some local political analysts are saying this convention could be a sign the party is vulnerable to losses in November. Renee Cross is with the University of Houston. She says it's odd that the GOP would target MAGA voters for this event.
At this point in a campaign season, traditionally, you would start reaching out to the independents, to the swing voters. You shouldn't be spending your time and money trying to pep up your base.
Incumbent Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who, as Shelby just mentioned, is speaking today, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick are both in tight races, which typically doesn't happen. A Democrat has not won statewide office in Texas in 30 years. Harris County residents could soon see a 7.6% increase on their property tax bills. Our Sarah Gruno reports that county commissioners approved the hike despite dozens of residents imploring them to reconsider.
More than 140 Harris County residents addressed Commissioner's Court on Tuesday morning. They asked commissioners to secure funding for pollution control services and public safety initiatives in the 2027 budget. Resident Arion Whittle urged them to put communities at the center of their budget discussions.
These resources are valuable. We should not wait for crisis to happen before we invest in our communities. Prevention, opportunity, and community trust are all public safety. Without public safety, our community has no union.
The court did vote yesterday to keep several public safety initiatives funded next year. The court will still need to finalize the property tax increase and a proposed $3.1 billion budget during a meeting scheduled next week. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
And it's currently 79 degrees here on the UH campus, and we're set up for a high of 92 today. Good shot of rain.